Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial, 92.9 FM, 680 AM. But if you want to stay up to date and you're away from the radio dial, you can do so on the Odyssey app. Free to download, free to listen. You can stream on demand as well as live. So check out the Odyssey app to stay up to date with everything happening here at 92.9. Dennis Fuller producing the program for us. Glad that he is with us. My company in studio for the first time since the summer. He, of course, writes about college football, college basketball for CBS Sports on Twitter at David W. Cobb. Cobb, good day, sir.
Hey, it's a great day, sir, because I finally got to meet in the flesh Dennis Fuller himself, who I've spoken to so many times.
The voice of God.
Over the years. Yes. It's always one of those cool moments when, like, you've heard somebody's voice and then you get to meet them in person. So, what's up, Dennis? Good to see you, my friend.
Well, we're also in it's even more so when you work here because a lot of the people that, like, are the voice of us riding in our car with our parents, they work here now. Like, I see Ron Olson every single morning. I'm like, that guy was carpool.
Oh, I remember the first time I got to meet George Lapidus. It was like meeting a celebrity. I mean, you really are. When you're in local radio, to a certain extent, you are a local celebrity. Man, that was so cool for me to meet him.
Even more so in that era. I mean, right. George Lapidus basically invented, like, sports coverage here. Like, he basically invents sports talk radio here. He he's got the writing. He had WREG. Like, that's... They don't make those anymore.
My favorite George thing was when you did the trivia thing, you had to say, George, I want to play.
Okay.
I love that.
For a while on Calkins' show, we tried to keep the spirit up, and then we couldn't remember to do it every time. So let's celebrate what we got coming up on the program. Of course, the news of the day. I'm in on it. Hashtag Chapel Bill. I think it's a great hashtag. I'm in on the hashtag. I'm fascinated by it. And Cobb and I will talk about it because I think there's...
We're going to disagree on this.
I'm not necessarily in on... I've kind of adopted the Fernelli, but I would say I'm a little bit different from him in the...
It's an interesting hire. We'll see if it works out.
Yeah, I have no idea if it's going to work out.
Yeah, right.
I'm done saying this guy's going to win. I'm trying to think who really burned me where I was like, I was convinced... Because I was not in the Scott Frost at Nebraska was a home run. Was it Kelly maybe at UCLA? I thought Kelly at...
Slam dunk, one of these.
I thought
it
would work.
You just think it won't. There's no way it misses, right?
Well, I also thought the Pac-12 was bad enough, and I thought USC was down enough when he got it. I thought there was a real opportunity. Then you realize, like, UCLA is just not that invested in this reality.
Well, it took him a minute, but then he did get it going, and they had a 9-win season or something there. Also, underrated move on the coaching carousel, Scott Frost, who you bring up, back at UCF. How about that? That's
so
wild.
I knew that was rumored, but I don't... I mean, I guess it's because I do watch the NFL on Sundays. I had no idea that was official.
Is it not? It is, isn't it?
No, no, no. That's what I'm saying. But I didn't... They announced it on Sunday. Like, they already did. I did not... I got to work Monday and did not know. Like, I knew that he was a name. I did not know that they had hired him.
It's retread season, man. We got Scott Frost going back to UCF. We got Rich Rodriguez going back to West Virginia.
God, we're in the era of nostalgia.
And apparently we think that Bill Belichick's 6 Super Bowl rings are going to mean a dang thing coaching college football, man. I get it. He's the all-time greatest head coach. Maybe, right? Is he maybe the all-time best NFL head coach, right?
Who else would we consider?
I don't know. Vince Lombardi?
So...
Jeff Fisher, no.
Chuck Knoll, maybe? Would we consider Shula? Would we consider Tom Landry? Would we consider... I'm trying to think. I think the standard has to be at least, what, 3 titles to your name? Because he has 6. It's not like... Because this is the interesting one. Does Andy Reid... Before he hangs up the whistle, does Andy Reid go down as the greatest coach in NFL history?
That's a good one. Andy Reid, I think, is in that conversation for sure.
Because
he's still doing it. Yeah.
Well, Andy could pass him for wins. You have Mahomes. And now, I've always pointed this out. In 2005, the Patriots had just won 3 out of 4. They went a decade without winning another. Giants got him twice in the Super Bowl. Not that I was paying attention. But they win a decade. Then they win, what, another, was it 3 in, so they won in 14. When does Brady leave? The COVID season? So 2019 was his last season. So he wins in 18, I think. 14, 16, 18. I think maybe it went like every 2 after that. So that gives the 6 titles. Okay, here would be my case for why I like this, beyond you and I are in the content business.
You watched the press conference.
I did. I watched the presser.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean, you gotta have recognized the press conference bias.
No, I definitely understand when the press conference. No, I was in on it last night. Here would be the case that I would make. In this era, and who knows how long it lasts, although I don't know... I've still yet to see the real plan of how we get this thing under control of where we are. Because did you see, this is the other thing that drives me insane about our field. There was legitimate news this week on the House settlement. I don't know if it's the attorneys that are representing the player side, but basically they went in and said, we have a complaint about the lack of a voice of the players. And before everyone goes, well, these could be activist attorneys and whatnot. It's like, I agree on all that. But the judge that has presided over this settlement has multiple times said, ripped up the document and said, go back, start again. And I'm not saying that I would put it in the likelihood, like, of that's what's going to happen again. But I'm not convinced that, like, all of a sudden in April, we're, boom, ready to go with this whole strategy.
Well, but that impacts Belichick because right. you're operating under the assumption that it could work because...
Correct. Of the environment that we're in, I believe the thing that matters the most when making a coaching hire, it's the same reason why I actually supported Arkansas hiring Cal. You need a name that motivates the entire fan base. I don't care if you're someone that only gives $100 a year.
A fundraising engine at
Correct.
Head coach.
Yep. Correct. And that it has been a proven formula that the name is what motivates the masses. I don't know. Like, and I would also add the other reason why I'm okay with this is I believe when Carolina pulled the plug on Mac, part of the idea was right now we're probably going to be the only power school that's going to be available. And I think they thought their candidate pool was going to be a lot better than it wound up being. I'm unclear if Sumrall pulls out because he wanted to, or if Sumrall pulls out because Carolina realized this Belichick thing's real. We can make this happen. I guess if you made me say, I think Matt Campbell might have said, I'm okay.
Lateral move. Sumrall, you could have made the case that makes sense. But if I'm John Sumrall, there's going to be some SEC jobs coming open next year. just wait, man. Just wait for one of those SEC jobs.
So if you're telling me Sumrall did say no, that's why he said no, in my opinion. And I do believe that he covets and wants to be an SEC coach.
Yeah, and if your other candidates were Tommy Reese and Steve Wilkes, then okay.
Right.
Like, Bill Belichick it is.
Right. So that's an easy one. The other reason why I'm okay with it is I do think agents have really convinced the masses that some of these coaches are a lot more special than they are. And that they do a very good job of crafting the narrative of either offensive genius, recruiter, whatever they've decided is going to be the image they shape, they really roll with that. And the lion's share of coaches do about the job expectation. Now, there are a few that do better, and there are a few that do worse, but about 70 to 80% fall into the same category. So chances are you're going to wind up getting someone that's going to fall spot of, all right, Carolina goes 7-5, 8-4, and fine. Maybe gets a second contract. Who's the last coach that got a second contract? Is it Mac year the first time?
It's been a long time since they had a coach sustained success.
Like, how long was Fedora there?
What, 5 years?
Because Fedora may have gotten the old... Maybe he did get an extension. Because when did he go to the... He got them... Did he get them to the title game with Trubisky?
All right, so it was Mac Brown for 6 years, Larry Fedora for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Larry Fedora for 8 years. That was a sneaky 8 years.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, let's not kid ourselves about what North Carolina football is. That 8-year Larry Fedora tenure, it was less successful on the whole than Mac Brown's tenure was.
This would be my second point, though. I think the ACC that he was in, even though he was in the right division, I think the ACC is in a very peculiar spot in that they are going to have Florida State, SMU, Miami, Clemson, and now presumably North Carolina. Those are going to be the teams that will spend whatever the max is, apparently,
revenue sharing.
I am not convinced anyone else does. And so what we've seen is, like, the example I would give is SMU. I know SMU got a couple of scheduling breaks, but let's not kid ourselves. SMU's roster was clearly either the best roster in the ACC or maybe slightly behind Miami, because did you feel like there was any difference between Clemson and SMU on Saturday?
No, it was a very even game.
At worst, it's tied for second, right? And so if you are hiring Belichick and you're going to be one of those teams that is going to have the revenue and roster advantage, well, now I do have truly an all-time great coach. And I'm not asking him to basically... I'm at the point now where I don't need him to build the roster. That's what the finances are for. And I'm asking him basically to coach the roster.
So who is going to build the roster, though? Because you look at Colorado, and the reason it worked for Deion Sanders is because Deion Sanders brought in Travis Hunter and brought in Shedeur Sanders. Bill Belichick, I'm sorry, he doesn't have those connections. He's not.
Oh, no, I agree with all that.
He ain't bringing a Heisman Trophy. He ain't bringing two future top 10 draft picks with him to Chapel Hill next season. And in fact, you look at the guys who have wanted to go play at Colorado. They wanted to go play at Colorado because they wanted to play for Coach Prime. They wanted to play for Deion Sanders. I'm sorry, as great as it is that Bill Belichick has 6 Super Bowl rings, I do not think that he resonates players.
I totally agree. Murray and I talked about this yesterday. I agree with all that. Well, I guess this would be my argument, is I think...
You think the money recruits?
Yes. I think it is completely transactional. Like, for instance, the Bama defensive end that went in the portal, Otis?
Yeah, Jaheim Otis.
So Jaheim Otis was pretty much a lock to go to Ole Miss. And they had it, like, that was going to be their Walter Nolan replacement. Well, Colorado is going to massively overpay, and he's going to go to Colorado. And so I do think it kind of goes to the same point that I'm making about, I think there's a myth around Coach Prime that he's bringing. It's clear he brought Shedeur and Travis. There's no denying that. Like, and part of the reason why Colorado exceeded expectations both last year and even more so this year is because of those two guys. I'm not kidding myself. But when you get the five-star tackle, when you get Shepard, when you get all the other pieces, I believe that that was entirely financially driven, and I do think the reason why they were able to do it financially is because of Coach Prime. Coach Prime has motivated their people in a way that they haven't been motivated.
Yeah, so if you're a five-star prospect and you've got 10 offers and Colorado and Deion Sanders are one of them, well, yeah, in the past you would have preferred to go to an Alabama or a Clemson or whatever, but you're like, okay, I'm going to go out here and play for Deion Sanders because he's cool, and that's, you know, and I can get paid to do it as well. Well, does Bill Belichick bring that same – does he elevate – North Carolina enough to where they can go toe-to-toe with the best programs in the country talent?
I
guess they're paying him like a top – he's going to make $10 million dollars a year.
Now, Cobb, he took a pay cut. He was making 20. He said he'll work for half. What a generous guy.
I mean, it's crazy because Dabo's the only ACC coach who's making that much. And so I mean,
he's doubling what Mac made.
Yeah, I mean, how insulting.
I mean, well, the other question that I have is – so. The big question that I've had is when Belichick laid out the Bible, if you will, the 400-page document, which who put that together? Because I know he did.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. And how much of it was just like you just go in and word search and change things that need to be changed from the last job that you applied for?
I'm sure it's been tweaked, but it's like, I guess maybe the girlfriend, she probably can put together a PowerPoint. So the plan he laid out and he gave kind of the elevator pitch on McAfee, I think that plan works. I'm just not convinced it works at North Carolina. But for instance, if the Vols go and smoke Ohio State up in Columbus in what, a week and a day or a week and 2 days, I do think that would work at Ohio State. The issue, though, is would Ohio State, which largely finds themselves in this coaching predicament that they're with Ryan Day, would Ohio State agree to Steven gets the job after I leave?
Man,
my guess is no.
Here's my deal. I still feel like even in the NIL era where it is so transactional, those relationships, the grassroots relationships with high school coaches, with the 7-on-7 facilitators, those things still matter. Like, you still have to know where to go and find the players. And, like, you know, we're going to put this all on the shoulders of a GM. Well, the GM is going to be Mike Lombardi, who has been a radio host for the last several years. He used to work in the NFL, but he's
also been doing a YouTube scouting show with Coach Belichick.
But it's not a thing where you get to go and trade for players and you get to pick who you want like you do in the draft or like you do.
Well, I mean, you kind of do.
Yeah, but guys have choices.
It's not quite a trade. So I guess this would be my argument because I do agree. Here's where I think the relationship thing was always overvalued, but it was a code word for cheating. Like, sure. Relationships. Like, that was anytime you'd hear, it's about relationships, about relationships. That was about the bag man. That was about, like, making sure everybody got their stuff. Where I do think it matters is if you do not have the workings that you're talking about, you're going to wind up, to get the players, you're going to overpay.
They're going to be overpaying for four-star guys. It's going to be like the Butch Jones year at Tennessee.
Well, this would be the only caveat that I would give. You checked out the ACC?
Sure. I mean, I guess, but Mac Brown had good talent at North Carolina, better talent than what Larry Fedora had before.
But I also think he's a better, coach.
Well, so Bill Belichick is a better defensive coach, without a doubt. So that's the thing that North Carolina's been awful at, and that they could not get figured out. They tried to get Gene Chizik, and then they tried to get Jeff Collins to figure out their defense.
Wasn't Bateman in there for a while?
Yeah, nobody could do it. And so their defense would just continue to be atrocious. They gave up 70 points to James Madison this year. I think Bill Belichick will help with that. But don't kid yourself, man. Like, Mac Brown had fantastic quarterback play. He had Sam Howell. He had Drake May, two guys who were NFL draft picks at quarterback, and they still couldn't win more than 9 games.
Which,
so, I mean,
I know he has history here, but Chip Lindsey, oh, really? At Michigan, did you see this?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You mean the guy that made Drake May look pedestrian?
Is now going to be going to Michigan to work with the worst quarterback room in Power Conference football? Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I just paid $12 million, would they pay for Bryce?
Oh, yeah. $12 million for Bryce.
I don't know if Chip's the guy that I'm saying. Here are the keys, baby.
Right, exactly.
Here's your Ferrari.
Yeah. We just paid for the best quarterback prospect in the nation, and we're handing him to Chip Lindsey.
Again, I have no idea, but there are people that no recruiting and no talent, and they're not hyperbolic. They believe his name rhymes with Cam Newton.
Yeah, no, that's... That's why
again,
it was so big.
I have no idea, but that's another story. But the argument that I would make is, if we are talking about building a national contender, I'm completely with you. I see no way this works. However, if we are talking about making the ACC championship game once in 3 years, I can buy that.
So we're going to spend three times as much to get Mac Brown plus.
Yeah, but you feel better. Like, I mean, in the end, like with Mac, like everybody was kind of tired.
Yeah, you know? They're the same questions that followed Mac Brown for the entire, not just the last three years, the entirety of his time at North Carolina was, well, how much longer is Mac Brown going to be here? If you sign as a high school prospect to go and play for Mac Brown.
In fairness, Mac did retire at halftime of the JMU game.
Well, he offered. He offered
again,
to retire.
That is still one of, when you put that season on paper, it's hilarious. Mac, quarterback gets hurt, was it third quarter game one of the Minnesota game? Quarterback gets hurt, new guy was clearly not ready to go. Disastrous start, allows JMU to hang 70 on him. Mac apparently retires at halftime, then doesn't retire, then says he's coming back, and then North Carolina says, no, you're not. Like, that whole season was just bananas.
Jeffrey, I don't know if you noticed this. I've had only a couple of bylines since I've been on paternity leave. Mm-hmm. One of them was Mac Brown being fired. How do you think I wrote that from the hospital?
Let me just say, I'm going to bet it was saved in the drafts. There might have been a shell ready to go.
There might have been a shell ready to go in September on
just
that
just needed
one.
To put the dates in and fill in a few details. But I guess this is... So if I would spin it back to the only issue that I had with the playoff, I think based on the criteria we set out, they got it right. The problem that I had is we were so blinded with Bama rage that we allowed the ACC Trojan horse to sneak in the middle of the night and essentially get in three teams. I get it, Notre Dame's technically independent and whatnot, but they're an ACC team by five games. You know, and I've watched that league. That league is god-awful. Like, honestly, I'm being sincere. I would rather have had multiple Big 12 teams than ACC teams.
Oh, gosh.
Like, so that's the problem. And then where I was getting annoyed at the Herb Streets of the world that are just looking at the standings going like, wait a minute, I hear this is a bad league, but 9-3 Duke, 9-3 Syracuse. Why are they 9-3? Because the rest of the league's horrible. Like, these are like 7-5 teams because Wake was inept.
It's the same as ACC basketball. It's just a watered-down, just very, you know, not even, you can't even say it's top-heavy because the teams at
it's
the
one
top
it's one team right now. It's a one-team league right now.
Yeah, no. Okay, so I get it. I get where you're going with all this. You watch the press conference. You're talking yourself into it. Explain this one to me. Did Bill Belichick or anyone, Bubba Cunningham, the AD, and during that press conference, did anybody talk about the rumored succession plan where Stephen Belichick is going to be the head coach in waiting? Because that's the last element of this, too, that doesn't make any sense to me. We're talking about, this is as bad as Bronny and LeBron in my mind. Because as much as Bronny doesn't deserve to be an NBA player based on the merits of his talent, like, the Stephen Belichick does not deserve to be a Power 4 head football coach. I mean, he worked for Daddy with the Patriots, and then he worked for Daddy's disciple this past year, Jed Fish at Washington.
Who owes his career to Daddy.
I mean, come on. Like,
okay,
what are we doing?
Here's the only argument I would say for that is we've never seen someone get his son drafted. We have seen plenty of coaches that have worked out. Like, let's be real. If I can set aside clock issues, Kyle Shanahan's my favorite football coach in terms of scheme, way his teams operate. I do have to set aside the reality that my guy might not know how to work a clock. Like, that's just part of it. Why is Kyle in coaching?
Daddy.
Like, it's weird. I've mentioned this to Calkins. There's basically two lines of work that we not only, like, normally I think we're predisposed to sit there and go, nepotism, gross. But for whatever reason, in football coaching and in professional wrestling, If we find out daddy was a coach, it completely changes our entire view. Like, oh, coach's son? Yes.
I mean,
knows the game, lives the game, breathes the game. And then professional wrestling, like, wait, his dad was a wrestler? Oh, he has to be able to
work. It's ever so slightly different than like the Bronny situation, because like there's just a certain level of natural ability and natural talent that you have to have to be a player at the highest level that you can sort of, there's not like a natural coaching talent. A lot of that can be learned in a way that you can't learn to have a 40-inch vertical. You can't learn to be 6'10". You can learn
You can
things.
Probably fake scheme. Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
right, so, I mean, but still.
Does Bronny, let's be real. Would Bronny have been drafted if the Lakers don't take him? My suspicion is no.
No, there's no way.
Somebody gives him a two-way deal. Like, there's lots of ways that he could have wound up being in the G League, but no. Do I also care about that? I don't.
But what would any power four?
Also, I'm also glad because you know what? It's how the Grizzlies have wound up with Scottie Pippen and Jay Huff. They had to make room for Bronny.
That's true. I mean, you know, and hey, I think Scottie Pippen Jr. is like the ultimate example of like anti-nepotism. Like,
yes, no, it somehow worked against him. I don't get it.
And he's earned it more. He had to doubly earn it every step of the way.
He earned it in college, and he earned, like, it's like he's gotten no benefit of the doubt, which is bizarre to me.
Completely bizarre. But would any
is it just because he's short?
It's because he's short, and I mean, I don't know, like the whatever, like people do.
And obviously, Scottie's not in the game right now, like, and so he's not pulling strength. Like,
yeah, right.
Like, there's an argument. I don't know if we've ever seen a player as powerful as LeBron James in the NBA. Like, I don't even think Jordan was this powerful.
But
because, like, in the end, like, if Jordan wanted things, it sometimes it got done, but not all the
but
time.
But it's the same thing here. LeBron said, hey, L.A., y'all want me to re-sign? You got to take my kid. You got to let me hire the head coach. It's the same thing right here. Bill Belichick is saying, North Carolina, y'all want me? You got to hire my son to be my successor.
Right. I'm with you, though, but in the end, how was North Carolina going to hire Bill Belichick? So, to answer your question, the last question I saw was based on, he got a question about scheme, which I think is a legitimate question. NFL schemes do not work as easily as they do in college. In college, you can run cheater offense. We've talked about it. If you've played, go play NCAA and then play Madden back-to-back. There's stuff that works in NCAA that doesn't work in Madden.
Right.
It largely is the same thing. There's the amount of the fact that you can have linemen go at least 3 yards downfield, and sometimes, let's be clear, 7 yards. Although, I think they've done better about letting the egregious ones go. Like the guy that's 7 yards downfield and you're throwing it over the top to the safety, like over the safety's head, that one's getting flagged at least.
I keep getting called for illegal man downfield when I run RPOs on CFB 25. Anyway.
You got to be quick on the trigger.
You got to be quick.
You have to be better. You have to be better on man downfield in the video game than you do in real life.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I think that's a question. So in terms of was he asked about that, I don't know. I will also tell you this. Having been in one of those settings, a lot of the questions felt kind of selected.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I would necessarily say planted, because obviously I've been in that room too. I think it was selected. They knew the people. They didn't call on anyone they didn't want to call on.
Sure.
And weren't going to get any ruffled feathers.
They knew which columnist in the room was going to ask the thorny question about.
Now, he did get asked, the one of the columnists, I can't remember if he was Charlotte or if he was Raleigh, but he just straight up said, he's like, Bill, I'm roughly your age. I'm 72. Like, I don't really want to work anymore. Why do you want to do it? Like, I give him credit. Like, he did. Like, they asked that question. I think, though, the reality is, if you get to the point where Steven Belichick is your head coach, in my opinion, that means it's worked. Because where you're going to like wind up in the weird spot is, all right, what if your premonition's correct? This is a disaster. I would still argue this. What they did this year feels like the floor because they just spend so much. Like this feels like the floor. But if they just do that and then Steven winds up taking over, okay, there's a legitimate, why did we just spend all this money? But I kind of think in this universe that you're going to operate in, and there's the other thing. This could be tinfoil hat, but I'm just asking questions. I'm going full Cartman here.
Okay.
If you're North Carolina and you can smell where the winds are blowing, are you maybe having to make sure you look like you're serious at football because you know at some point there's going to be another round of realignment, and while everyone believes they're going to be a high selection because most believe that the Big Ten would like them and the SEC would like them.
Which is, but that almost makes this more risky because I think there's a better chance of this.
But are you trying to make it look like you look serious?
I mean, you're making it look like you care based on the amount of investment, but you're also.
I'll say this. Is this any dumber than Oklahoma saying we are giving our entire coaching staff a raise because we're going to the SEC, and even though they haven't proven it, we just want to pay them like they're SEC coaches? Like, I think this is less dumb.
Yeah, well, from a financial standpoint, clearly it illustrates to the SEC or the Big Ten that, yeah, we're ready to play football with the big boys. However, I think it also opens the door for you to go 2-10 and for this thing to completely bottom out because you don't have anybody on your staff with collegiate experience. You're just overwhelmed.
Hey, Steven's been running the defense in Washington for
8 months. Yeah, right.
When did they get there?
Yeah, not all that long ago. I don't know, man. It's just there's a lot of ways this could go wrong. I'm still not convinced. Maybe I just need to go watch the press conference.
The president wore a cutoff jacket.
What?
He like, you know how Belichick, like, he like, oh, of gosh. His sport coat, he clipped it off. I bought into the gimmick.
Oh, so it's like Biff Pogi?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. They also gave him a cutoff hoodie for UNC. It's one of those things where maybe I'm unable to separate the job from my reaction. But I also come back to this question. When's the last time North Carolina football was this interesting?
They were interesting under Mac Brown because they had...
But not this interesting!
If that's the objective, I mean, there is a certain Deion Sanders effect here.
Okay, but I think...
We won't be able to keep our eyes off of it.
Okay, so here's why I think there's a link, though. I think interest equals cash. Cash is what is clearly more than ever king. That's what separates these. And again, if the standard is trying to get on the level of the Alabamas, the Ohio States, the world, then I am 1,000% with you. My argument would be, I don't think it's that hard for him to, I mean, honestly, if you put him and you put Mario on a grease board.
Oh, it's game over.
What's the spread?
I mean, Bill Belichick could out-coach Mario Cristobal.
I don't know if North Carolina has a John Ruiz, that's basically saying, I'm willing to spend whatever so that my buddy can have the best team ever. But if we're talking about spending enough to be a top four ACC roster, and then he finds a way to coach up a couple of games, because that's the other thing. Look at the coaches in that conference.
You trying to take a jab at my guy Manny Diaz, my guy Fran Brown? We got some good young coaches in the ACC. Brent Key.
I mean, literally the Belichick castoff is in BC.
Well, Bill O'Brien's got it going at BC. I mean, I guess I don't know. Like there's some decent coaching talent in that conference. Rhett Lashley's into kind of an up and comer.
I just can't wait to watch what Bill Belichick's going to do against the slow mesh of Wake.
You think he's going to have Dave Clawson's number? Is that what you're saying?
I think there's a pretty good chance.
Well, that's the other thing that I have a question about. I mean, like, I have a question about every single element of this.
Which is why it's great!
But the schematic...
Hashtag Chapel Bill!
The schematical variance in college football is so much greater than it is in the NFL, where almost everybody basically runs the same thing. It's why I call it pro style. It's very singular in nature.
Well, the NFL's also... So much of NFL offense now is just figuring out a way to get a matchup and throw the ball to one guy.
Well, sure, that's what all of sports is. But in college, there's so many different ways to do that. I mean, when's the last time, has Bill Belichick ever defended the triple option, right? Like, there's a lot of teams that now...
What are you talking about? The guy won't stop talking about Navy.
I mean, that's true.
You don't think he's been thinking about how to defend the option?
No, I'm just saying, man, there are so many different schematical elements to college football. The width of the hash marks, like, right? Like, that's a crazy thing that some guys who make the pro to college transition have to figure out.
The fact that receivers can basically line up at the sideline.
Sure. So, it's going to be fascinating. I'm 100% unsold. I'm 100% unsold on this. But I can't wait to see it happen.
You're missing one of the great parts, and I don't know if people know this. Week 2, North Carolina goes to Charlotte.
How embarrassing.
Bill Belichick is going to be coaching in a glorified high school football stadium. It's a stadium that has no luxury suites, and I believe only holds 25,000 people.
Incredible.
He's also going to be coaching in a half-empty Cal.
At Syracuse and at Wake. At NC State, yeah. This is beneath, this is the thing, it's beneath Bill Belichick.
That's
don't
why
do
I love
this.
It.
It's beneath him,
he
man.
He just wants to coach ball, baby.
Yeah, go volunteer at a local high school, man.
Well, the Navy job wasn't open.
Just crazy. Like, you don't have to do this to your legacy. This is what I told Connor the other day. Somebody needs to protect Bill Belichick from himself. Somebody should have stopped Michael Jordan from going to play for the Wizards. Like, what?
Yeah, but then we would never have gotten to see him. We got to see him because he came for the Wizards.
Oh, in Memphis?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay.
But I can't hate on it.
Yeah, you remember you remember Allen Iverson's tenure with
yes,
the Grizzlies?
Yes, the poster's back there. Answer the call.
Okay.
Yeah, answer the call. All right, we got to take a break. Speaking of, let's bring Eric onto the program. We'll do that next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That music means we welcome the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network play-by-play announcer to the program. He, of course, is Eric Hasseltine.
Thank you.
Eric, I think not advancing in the cup's a pretty nice reward. You telling me we just get like a week off? This is awesome.
This is awesome
for the team.
We were talking about that last night. I was hanging out with Rob Fisher, and we went out to a local establishment, and a couple fans came up, and they're like, "Man, maybe this is the greatest thing ever to not make the cup semifinals or quarterfinals because you have this long break." I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself, Jeffrey. It's been like a second All-Star break. I woke up Monday, and I went, okay, normal day after a Sunday game, back-to-back, cool, you're tired, go get your chores and tasks done and, you know, get the workout in and get a little time with the boy. And then, like, Tuesday I woke up and I'm like, this is weird, I don't have anything to do. But, oh, maybe it's 2 days off. Wednesday I was, like, looking around going, I know I'm forgetting something. And I had, like, a list of things to do, getting ready for the holidays and all this stuff. And I'm like, no, dummy, you don't have a game till Friday. And now, like, today, I'm even going, like, is it Thursday? I feel like it's, like, Monday. I don't even know. Like, I'm at a loss.
Yeah, you're in vacation mode, even though it's not really vacation.
Yeah.
Like, where you don't really know the days. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like All-Star break. But All-Star break, like, you're ready for it. You hit that wall, and people always ask, like, what are you going to do for All-Star break? I'm like, nothing. I'm going to disappear. Like, I might go somewhere, but even then you don't have as long a time as you'd like. So if it's somewhere nearby, but, you know, it's usually a time you catch up with your families, but you're going like, all right, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? But you played 40-plus games at that time, so you're ready for a little break. This is like a built-in All-Star break, and I'm going like, oh, my gosh, it's similar to, like, when we sit in Boston and it's such a bad angle. Like, there's two ways to drive an announcer insane. One, take away an angle so they don't know which way is truly right or left because you're at a diagonal view and you're, like, sitting there and your head's spinning. You're like, where's the ball? What side of the court? I can't do this. And then give them, like, 5 days off from doing games when you're used to going, like, every other night because we're going, like, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What can we call? What can we? Where can we work? And it's just – there's just this pent-up energy because you get used to rolling. But what we discussed about it is you also get a chance to get guys more healthy. And, you know, we were talking about the power rankings last night with some people, and they were like, yeah, the Grizzlies are fifth in the power rankings, which I put absolutely zero stock in power rankings in professional sports. It just, they don't matter. But the guy that wrote the article made a great point. He says, Desmond Bane is a 40-plus percent three-point shooter that right now is shooting 32%. And he said, if Desmond Bain finds the form that he is capable of doing on a regular basis, look out, because that team's going to be incredibly dangerous. And he's not wrong. You know, it's one or two more threes a game, and you look at the games this team's lost. Granted, the Dallas one stings, but some of the other ones, they had the blowout losses, you know, a couple of times, and the Warriors loss looked closer than it was because it was a cup game and you sold out to get the point differential, hoping you win your next three and maybe you make it to the quarterfinals. But now Dez is oblique is going to be better. You're going to get Luke Kennard back. You're getting healthier. I loved on Sunday that you got to see Cam Spencer get some run and play significant NBA minutes. And, oh, by the way, 14 points coming off the bench. Turns out the young guy can shoot it. Turns out he can facilitate the offense a little bit. He's not super athletic, but he's not a liability. And he's learning the speed of the game. So, you know, we forget Cam's family has some athleticism, and his brother was like the Heisman Trophy winner in college lacrosse in 2019 and was the number one overall draft pick in the professional lacrosse league. And he said, no, I'm going to go play college basketball at Northwestern. That's athletic. I hate to tell people that think lacrosse is not athletic. That's an athlete, and he's been an athlete, and Pat Spencer's on the Warriors roster and on their bench right now. So,
checks, notes. Eric played lacrosse, by the way.
Yeah, well, I was not an athlete.
By the way, shout out to Davis. They're now a D1. You're a D1 athlete.
Yeah, well, that's true. I was. I mean, no, back then it was, let's be honest, at that time, the lacrosse league we were in, it was the equivalent of D3 or close to NAIA.
Yeah.
It was club, but we were certified by NCAA, but the school wouldn't pay for it. So we competed. If you were good enough on the West Coast, and it happened like once every 3 years, you got an invite to the D3 tourney to go out east. And I think Cal got it 1 year. Santa Barbara got it 1 year. We thought we had a chance my last year to do that. We had a really good team and then a couple injuries, and we lost in the semifinals, and that dream went bye-bye. But it was fun. I mean, it was a great time. But, no, I'm saying Spencer's a better athlete than people realize, and, you know, you're getting this opportunity now to get some practice with these guys that are now healthy. Cam Spencer's healthy. Dez is back. Marcus is back. Jaw's healthy. You're getting close to getting Zach Edey back. You're getting closer to getting Gigi Jackson back. Vince Williams coming back. At some point, you're going to, like, have to make some really hard decisions with minutes. And as Taylor Jenkins has said, come January, the rotations are going to shorten. Guys are going to be used to this tempo. Guys are going to be able to play a few extra minutes a night. And, man, I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be the guy. You know me. I keep everything with a, you know, half eye closed. Like, I don't want to get too giddy. I'm excited about this group. They're fun to watch. They're the number one scoring team in the league, which whoever thought that would be here in the grit and grind time, especially. They could get even better, and I do believe they can get much better. And if they get much better, you're talking about a serious potential for a deep run, because they play both ends of the floor. They have three really, really strong defenders right now, and I throw Jalen Wells in there because I think the kid can defend. And then you got Jaren and Marcus that you can throw out there. You can make it a nightmare for opposing teams to score, and I got news for you. You ain't stopping them from scoring. Draymond Green talked about it after the Warriors game. They do different things, is what he said. Their offense is really unique, and it's really good, and we had to come up with some really interesting schemes. One of those schemes apparently was just beat the crap out of your opponent, and he tried to do that again last night, but with the Rockets, but they...
Well, it was the official's fault. They didn't lose. They didn't blow a seven-point lead with like 2 minutes left. It was the official. It was an unconscionable call.
What do you think about that? Do you think that that call should have been in? I have a lot of respect for Billy Kennedy. I do tend to nod towards at the end of a game, you let him go. But my problem was that foul on Alperen Şengün, I don't know how they reviewed that, and that wasn't a flagrant. I literally don't know how that wasn't a flagrant. Zero play made on the basketball. You grabbed the man's shoulders and pulled him back. Whether you pulled vigorously or just tried to wrap him up, when a guy is moving forward and you are that strong and you pull back on the shoulders, his knee can his foot can easily plant and that knee could go. Or you could pull him and he's in an awkward angle, roll an ankle. That's just not a play made in basketball. And to me, that's the definition of a flagrant foul.
So
he wasn't trying to hurt him. I think it's a flagrant rule. You made no play on the basketball. You basically tried to foul him. You wrapped him up around the shoulders. You didn't wrap his arms up. You grabbed his shoulders and tugged back when he's going to the basket. That's dangerous.
So you know the mechanics better than I do. Even though they went to the monitor, are they still able to look at that? Because
that's what they were reviewing. They're reviewing to see if it was a hostile act. I'm like, that's a definition of a hostile act, dude.
I don't know. Did Sakakis get on the horn and say like, we're not in this game on that call?
No, that I'm not talking about the one that gave the free throws to Jalen
Green. Yeah,
because
like the last,
I'm talking about the Alperen Şengün. He got by him going to the basket. They reviewed it. Draymond grabs his shoulders.
Isn't the answer he has a double standard?
It certainly feels that way, doesn't it?
I mean, we've talked about this. I think in the playoffs, he will get that first tech early in a game, knowing that officials don't want to give him the second tech and kick him out. And my problem is like that's on the league. They've allowed it to get to this point.
I can't explain it. I've always wondered, are you afraid of him? Are you worried about him losing his mind? Like, what is the logic here? Because, you know, they talk about... I remember when Jokic got thrown out last year.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, why... And then someone goes, why would you throw out Jokic? He goes, he directed profanity an official. And I'm like, dude, Draymond Green addresses you guys by those names. He thinks those are your first names. Like, he doesn't think your first name is Scott Foster. He thinks it's blank, blank Foster.
Yes.
And you're like, you can't let one guy do it because that's his personality and then penalize a guy who's an all-world player because he gets frustrated because you missed a call and uses that language because you're not used to it. So you've become numb to Draymond Green screaming at you, yelling at you, and it's just part of who he is.
And I almost wonder, are there instructions to like tune him out?
No, I don't know. That's a great question. I've had some conversations away from courts with officials. It's weird. I don't know what the rules are anymore. It used to be like if you ran into an official.
Yeah, contact with the official, it was supposed to be. At one point, it was automatic ejection.
No. I meant like outside of the court.
Oh.
Like if we run into them in a restaurant.
Yeah.
They're supposed to leave. Or we're supposed. Like we're not. They can't make us do anything. But supposedly they're supposed to, like, they can say hello, but not engage, and they're supposed to leave within 15 minutes, okay? Some of that's eased up a little bit. But I can tell you for a fact, there was an officiating crew. I met a guy from the Pelicans in Memphis a handful of years ago. The officiating crew was in the hotel lobby bar where I met him, and we were sitting there having a beer talking, and they paid their tab and they left. And I went, wow. And I talked to the official, I don't want to give names, after, and I said, did you have to do that because we were there? And he goes, yeah, kind of. And I go, well, that's dumb, because you and I have had conversations at times at other places. He goes, yeah, it's just, it's if it's after a game, it's more accepted, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If it's a night before a game, they do that. So, I'd love to ask and go, why? And, you know, they'll give you the standard answer. They're not bad guys. It's an impossible
No, I'm not even on conspiracy. Like, I blame the league more than I blame the officials.
For what? I mean, like, what's the blame? Where are you placing the blame?
They allowed, and I don't know if it was a conscious decision because it was a cash cow. The Warriors were a cash cow. But he clearly is governed by a different set of rules than almost any other player in the league.
Feels that way, right?
I mean,
it absolutely, like, feels that way.
When you just look at what other people get suspended for, I mean, like, it's a completely different set of rules. And I don't know if it's because he's a Warrior, or I don't know if it's just because
they just accept it.
Yes, it's like if you penalize everything he should be penalized for, he would be out of the league.
Yeah, there's no question. Yes. And but you go back in time, and I remember seeing, and maybe this is why they're doing it differently, I would see Rasheed Wallace get technical fouls that other people wouldn't get because
right. It used to be the opposite. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. They would go the other direction. And now
they just went at you. And now it's the opposite. Yeah, like I go back to the game Ja gets thrown out. He's frustrated with an official named John Butler who seems to be allowing a lot of contact. And Ja gets a T, and then the second T he got in the game against Sacramento,
It was a missed call. It was admitted a missed call.
It was a missed call. It was a bad call, and Ja was frustrated, and he said his piece.
I think he was 2 of 13 as well.
Yeah, he tosses him out. But I felt like that was also that official trying to establish control and say, hey, I'm in control here. And I never see officials that aren't veterans do that with Draymond. No one tries to take control from him. You sit there and you see him constantly talking to them. And then people are really, like, if you're not a Warriors fan, you hate Steve Kerr because of the things he says, because of what he said about Dylan Brooks breaking the code.
The code.
And then talking about Marcus Smart, you know, trying to hurt Steph Curry. And you literally see him when Marcus was playing for Boston, if you remember when he rolled into him. He looked at Marcus Smart, and he's like, you hurt him. You hurt him. And it's like, dude, he rolled on the ground. I don't think he tried to roll into Steph's knee. I think he just rolled, and there was Steph's knee. So
he's an exquisite blowhard.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I was telling somebody last night, when he was on TV, I used to have that guy on my radio show all the time.
I know. I've never done a 180 on a human being like I have him.
Yeah, it's different, and he's changed, and that's
just
fine,
sanctimonious.
But the way they go at them, and the way they, you know, attack the other players and teams, and then the officials, and then they like when Taylor says, "Hey, I'm trying to figure out why this wasn't called this," and you know, there's Draymond Green going janky, Taylor Jenkins complaining about this and trying to do this, and it's like, what does your coach do, dude?
Well, like you said that you're making the Grizzlies soft by calling out the officials. What is Steve Kerr? He did the same thing last night. Are you soft?
Right, and that's where it gets frustrating because it's like they want to have a different set of rules. It's like, oh, look at us. Look at what we've done. And granted, they've won multiple championships. They're a dynasty. In today's professional sports, considered a dynasty. I mean, that just is. We're going to look back on this in 15 years and go, that was a dynasty run to the Golden State Warriors. But you're like, you can't, because of that, doesn't give you a different set of rules. The rules are governed by every team the same. And let's be honest, every superstar complains every single play. Every non-superstar complains every single play. But yeah, we got off topic here, but yeah, it was wild. And again, wild last night, and you know, kudos to the Rockets for fighting through that. And Bill Kennedy makes that call. And I mean, was it a foul? Sure. Was it a potential foul on Van Vliet? Sure. Do you make those calls generally in the end of games? Maybe not, but Bill Kennedy said, you know what? It's a foul. It's a foul.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys that will say, if it's a foul, it's a foul. And you ever notice, Draymond doesn't go at Bill Kennedy. He goes at the other guys. He goes at Brent Barnicki. He goes at the other guys. He doesn't go at the guys he knows will go, Draymond, I'm giving you like 5 more seconds and then I'm throwing you out. He knows. He's not dumb. Draymond's brilliant when you break it down.
Okay, Eric, what do the Grizzlies have to do to beat the Nets? Like, they have been that team so far this season.
Revenge game?
Yeah, it's bizarre, right? Like, what is it about that matchup that is so unfavorable for Memphis?
I felt like, well, first of all, in the first matchup, Dennis Schroeder's good. Dennis Schroeder's like an
underrated Grizzler.
Not a huge fan of Dennis Schroeder. I kind of think he's got this weird game, and he's overly confident in what he's accomplished. And, you know, when he came in the league and Jeff Teague was actually an all-star and he's like, I should be starting. And I'm like, dude, the guy ahead of you is an all-star. Just pipe down, young fella, and then play the game. But he's just that lanky, leave him alone. I don't want to speak for the guys but it looked like in the first game at home after beating Orlando, the Grizzlies felt like, okay, we figured it out. The Houston game was an anomaly. We just beat a good Orlando team. We got this. These guys played last night. We're going to get them tonight. They're going to be tired legs. And I think maybe they came out a little overconfident. The second game, they played really well, but that was part of those times. I'm trying to figure out how to word this without sounding like a complete idiot. That was one of those times that we've seen this year where, for whatever reason, and it happened in Boston too, and they didn't pay the price for it because Drew Holiday missed every corner three.
Yep.
Where their rotation defensively helping on dribble penetration left the corner open, and Cam Johnson torched them from that corner. So, to me, if you know Cam Johnson's out there, and then later in the game, was it Finney Smith got ridiculously hot, I think, in Brooklyn and hadn't made a...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.